Oh yeah, baby, it's showtime once again. Listen, folks, if you're in the Los Angeles area, this Saturday, May 6th, the B-Man will be performing on a show with Lizzie Cooperman, fan favorite, at the Melrose Improv in Hollywood. 9:30 show. Look it up. Go to the Improv's website. 9:30, Hollywood Improv. Lizzie Cooperman, Brendan Walsh, and other people, too, on that show. So if you don't like us, you might like some of the other people. Also, if you're not a patron yet, and you like the band Ween, join the Patreon for $5 a month or more and be entered to win a pair of tickets to see the band Ween in Los Angeles at the Greek Theater on July 28th. The drawing will be held on the 4th of July to determine who wins the pair of Ween tickets. So just join the Patreon for $5 a month, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast, and send me a message via Patreon with the title Ween in the subject. All caps, Ween, or email frankcum69@gmail.com. All caps, Ween in the subject, and you will be entered to win that pair of tickets. Now, enjoy this episode. Oh, also go to buy merch, worldrecordpodcast.com. And join the Patreon. I don't know what else we got. This is a good episode. Your boy Johnny P in the house. Love you, bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Find more balance with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/worldrecord today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/worldrecord.
My name's Garbage Dump. My name's Carolyn Sneeze Jack. My name's Bathroom Pump. My name's Derek Bathroom.
Garbage Dump in Bathroom Pump.
My name's...
It's showtime!
My name's Chris Cash. Hi, I'm Chris Cash, and my daughter is, does Elvis.
World record!
My daughter's a Swiftie.
World record!
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody, welcome to my show.
Yeah, this is going to be an ASMR episode.
Okay, so I'm slowly cutting your foot. Okay, there's blood coming out, but it smells really good. Hi, I'm David Angel, and I'm a motorcycle collector.
I like Chris Cash. I think that's my favorite
Chris
one
Cash,
so far.
And I've been arrested.
Chris Cash is a good name.
Chris Cash.
You know Denny about, Gelato.
Do you know about Presley Cash?
No.
You guys ever see that documentary about the child actors who live in that compound on Cahuenga?
No, on the Oakwood apartments.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Oakwoods anymore, but there was one of them. There's a young girl and her mom moved from, you know, some place in Missouri or some shit, and she changed her name to Presley Cash.
Presley or Presley?
Presley.
Cash. Okay, I was going to say Presley. That's like they even got the name wrong.
You know Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Imagine he was mixed with Elvis Presley.
So Presley Cash.
I would say you
or
can't
Elvis
go wrong.
Johnny Elvis.
You can't go wrong there, can you?
No.
It's showtime!
That was real.
That was a real sneeze.
You want one of these?
No.
Okay.
You're eating all kinds of fruit snacks.
I have a sugar problem. I'm trying to kick it. But
well, at least you don't have two little kids with fucking giant Easter baskets full of chocolate from all the grandparents.
Like, literally, they have... There's probably four
Try
Easter baskets
Try to, like, not eat
candy.
A handful of peanut butter cups.
Why don't you just throw it in the trash?
That's what we do will. After a while. Oh, okay. We just go, all right, we got to get rid of this.
I've heard a good technique is to pour bong water on it. That keeps you from eating stuff.
We don't have a bong.
Get a bong.
We need to get a bong.
I gave my bong away. I had
to
that
who?
Freeze bong. I gave it to Brendan.
Brendan who?
For his birthday. Oh. Brendan Small.
You gave him a bong for his birthday.
It was like a $300 bong. I got it for Freeze Pipe was a sponsor.
I bet that bong, the worth of the bong, the second you bring it home, it becomes 1% of the price. Yeah, yeah.
Well, when it's not, like, I never used it. Mm-hmm. It's and it's like got coils in it. I used the pipe. They sent me a freeze pipe.
Right.
Which is, it has like these coils with some kind of liquid so you can freeze it.
Yeah, antifreeze.
It doesn't crack the thing.
That would be glycerin.
Yeah. And, and then the bong is like, yeah, it's a complicated bong, but I'm like, I'm never going to use this. I never.
Does Brendan Small smoke tons of dope?
He's probably never used it either. I just was like, doper? I have to get this out of my house. And I mean, he smokes as much as anybody. No, I mean, like, he'll smoke a little bit of pot. I don't want to get the guy in trouble.
Get him in trouble.
Pot's legal now. You can smoke
but
as much
as
you
want. But not a lot of people. So is masturbation. But what if I said he masturbates every day?
That's what's new. Everybody does.
Okay, let's call someone and
every
ask.
Every day.
I got to every day or I turn into a demon.
Oh, really?
It's called getting out the poison.
Get the poison out, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to get the poison out.
It's like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. Don't talk to me until I've masturbated.
Talk to me until I've drained them.
Oh, yeah, right. Wasn't that weird guy on Howard Stern saying that?
The Sibian inventor.
Let the poison out.
Get the poison out.
Like this weird old guy. Ugh.
Where can you buy a Sibian?
What's a Sibian?
It's a sex machine. It's a sex toy, but it's a giant, like it looks like a big saddle thing.
Oh. And girls sit on it.
And you sit on it.
Sounds like something you could just make.
Well, it's like, why don't you just get a vibrator?
Well, but it's not a Sibian.
Do you think that it's bad to say, talk about draining the balls in front of your significant other? Like, is that a turnoff? Would you say Brendan was like, damn, I wonder if I'll get my balls drained this week?
I don't know if it's a turn off. It's not a turn on, I guess. But it's like, whatever.
What about saying, oh, man, I went to TSA and they double drained me. They did both balls.
What about at a bowling alley?
Getting drained?
See if you can get your balls drained there.
A deep drain? A double drain?
I don't know. You never say, Brendan never talks about stuff, never says anything like
that.
Seriously.
Well, who would talk like that seriously?
I don't.
Someone who wants to get their fucking balls drained.
Say, I need to get my balls drained? That's how you say
you
it
You need
seriously?
To drain your balls. Drain the main vein. Sometimes you say that.
How can I help you?
Hey, we're going to come in, but I have my own ball. We have our own balls.
Tonight we're full with league bowling. We don't have any lanes available to the public all night.
Do you do, if we came in at a different day, could we get our balls drained there?
What did you think was going to happen? You can't go that hard so fast.
Well, it's just,
hi, can we get our balls drained?
I mean, I could at least say, I was hoping for...
That was a good hang-up sound.
Hey, call him back. Call him back.
Okay.
I'll talk to him.
Okay.
That was a good... You could tell that was like a hand...
Well, that was a place in Philly, too, so they really don't have any time.
No, they're
mean. Let me call him back.
Okay, you're doing it.
He's not going to answer.
Well, I'm not hiding the number this time.
Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Jonathan. My son just called in there. He spoke to some, I don't know who he spoke to, but he said something he shouldn't have said, and I'm calling back to have him apologize. Did you answer the phone just now?
Oh.
And a young man said something about, I'm not going to repeat?
I didn't. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait a second here right now. Don't say anything. I'm not going to be asking.
She's muting it.
Okay. When she comes back on the line, I want you to apologize for what you said, okay? We don't do that in this house. We don't call. This is the our number. We don't call people and say things like that, even though, yes, it's a perfectly fine word to say, but you know what you meant to say. You know what you meant to say to her, to whoever you spoke to, okay?
It's a legitimate question.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling back here. My son, I believe, just called this number. I walked in on him saying something he shouldn't be saying to a stranger on the phone. I'm sorry to waste your time here, but I'm calling back because he needs to apologize. Am I correct? Did that happen, right? This is the right number?
Yeah, it just happened a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
Came up a private number.
Yep, well, he's pretty smart like that, but I'm going to put him on right now, and he's going to apologize. I'm watching him apologize to you. I'm sorry to waste your time here, but we have to learn this lesson. This has been going on in our house too long. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate you calling.
Okay, Garrison.
I really do.
Garrison's, talk to the man here now.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. I heard what you
said.
Right.
Well, sorry then, I guess.
Say you're sorry for saying
something. I'm sorry for saying to drain my balls, okay?
Okay, don't repeat it.
I accept your apology.
You okay. Do. See?
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Go sit down.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time there. I appreciate you.
Drain my balls on your ass.
You know what? Oh, we're gonna hang up now.
No, we're not.
Thank you, sir. You sit down. You're not talking to people that way.
Can somebody suck my balls there?
Put it down.
I want somebody to lick my balls.
Nick, come in here. Hang it up. Hang it up.
Should we call back again? No. Amanda, you could apologize.
Oh,
the wife.
My God.
We could if they answer.
Oh.
I forget how good you are at pre-calls, Johnny.
That's a good
Johnny.
Trick. That's a good trick, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
I've never done that trick before. The idea that someone calls up and is in trouble for calling. That's like something you do in, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
That wouldn't happen now. That would never, ever happen. The idea of, like, in my mind, I was imagining, like, a landline in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now everybody has their own phone.
Garrison, what are you doing on the landline?
Garrison. That's a beautiful name.
Garrison, why are you calling up sucking bowl?
Can you lick my balls or the holes in my balls? Do you want to call Amanda and apologize for both of us?
We can't. I need a little bit of time. I'm going to have like post-traumatic cringe association.
You know, we had someone on the other day and
I have his number right here. I didn't erase it. Who? You're talking about the guy who lost his shit?
Oh, are you serious?
No, I was talking about the scammer guy because I was going to bring up when you did that with the
I did what?
You told the scammer guy suck my ass.
Oh
you
yeah.
You spelled out suck my ass.
I told him to spell it out.
Yeah. He's like suck my ass.
Oh
yeah, eat my ass.
Yeah.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
EATMYASS. Eat my ass.
Did they call you?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I don't know. There's a list of numbers that you can get. To call
Really? I know who you're talking about, though. We could call him later.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what's weird, guys?
What?
Is I feel kind of bad from eating all those fruit snacks.
Well, yeah, you just had like 80 grams of sugar.
When I eat the fruit snacks, I feel kind of nauseous.
I ate two of these, and I ate half of this little bag of Welch's.
The Welch's will make you nauseous.
Fucking
I never
bullshit.
Feel good after I eat the Welch's.
I have a problem. I think I need to go to rehab.
Here, do a PSA.
Okay. Hi. I'm Jacob Jasons, and when I'm not on set of popular Hollywood movies such as Big Snake or Little Devil Comes Back from the Ground, I'm working with children across America to limit the amount of sugar we intake, especially carnauba wax and ester of wood rosin. These chemicals can be found in snacks that are supposedly quote-unquote plant-derived and or quote-unquote organic natural flavors. If you eat too much carnauba wax or ester of wood rosin, which is found in Powerade, you will feel sick to your stomach and think that it's just because too much fucking sugar pipes you stuffed in your goddamn gullet ball. Stop doing it. Go to rehab with me, Jason Jasons, and learn how to power down while powering up before you double drain your balls. Men only. You know what I really like a lot?
Okay, we can isolate that.
Have we talked about men's stuff? How like the
men's
idea,
health?
Just the idea. You know, they used to have a pocky. You know what pocky is?
Those the
little
the
sticks,
candy.
Little
yeah,
chocolate.
Yeah, there was a men's pocky. It's just funny, like the idea that's men's.
Yeah.
But I always want there to be other things that are men's.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you establish a thing where...
Do you have men's car seat covers?
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Like, I'm sorry, do you have a men's version of this?
Or call like a, like Forever 20. Well, mm-hmm. Forever 21 does have boys clothes
they
now,
do,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a men's department. Does what's it called? Veronica's Secret?
Victoria's
Secret.
Veronica.
Velociraptor's Secret.
Do you think there's a place called Veronica's Secret?
God. Yes.
Veronica's a hotter name.
Yeah.
Is that the hottest name, Veronica?
My brother dated a girl named Veronica, my oldest brother, and she had a tongue piercing.
But was she also super hot, spicy?
I remember thinking she was very pretty, but
No, I'm talking about pretty. I'm talking like...
Well, I thought, listen, I was like 10 and I thought she was pretty, but like thinking back on their relationship. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think it was pretty hot and spicy, yeah.
Oh, because tungstead back then, I mean, you know what tungsteds are for, right?
The vas deferens.
Yeah, it's most evidently...
This part at the tip, the mushroom tip.
Oh, you mean you dip it in?
No, you just lick it.
Oh, and the tungstead is like an extra little bit of a...
That's what I thought it was. What were you going to say?
Oh, it's the same thing. It's like if you get a blowjob from someone who has a tongue thing, it's like, oh, it feels so much better than normal.
Because there's like a little bump in there.
Something about it. It's like magic. I remember thinking like, oh, if you have a tongue stud, it means you're a freak.
Well, I think that's why girls got tongue piercings.
Like, yeah, a good...
I think, well, yeah, it's like the same, like, why would girls get like a belly button ring or a... God,
but that's different because a belly button ring is just for looks. I don't feel that great from all this fruit snacks.
What do you think of the septum piercing?
Septum piercing, it's that girl's down to do anything. That's the thing. That doesn't even help with sex. Like, it's not like you rub your dick on her nose. But a girl with a septum piercing
and
like a sleeve from shoulder to elbow, you're down for like, if she smokes cigarettes on top of it, she'll let you have sex with all her friends and her at the same time.
I would say cigarettes in general.
Cigarettes in general.
Any cigarette person smoking has either been there, done that, or is currently doing that.
It's crazy. It's crazy how...
What about vaping? Vaping doesn't count.
Vaping's cool.
Because cigarettes are just...
They're harder.
It's so archaic now. Like, I really am blown away when I see someone smoking a cigarette or smell, like, walk...
I smoke cigarettes from time to time.
Like, you're not
going to be... No, I don't drink anymore.
At all?
Pretty much. Like, I'll drink, like, once a week at the absolute most.
Hmm.
And even then, I feel like...
Well, once a day, that's not bad.
Once a day, no, once a week. Once a week.
You're saying once a day?
Once a week.
What's he saying?
Days.
A couple drinks a day?
7 days
seven
a week.
Drinks each day.
Seven days a week.
Well, that's not bad.
Seven drinks a day.
That's right on the cusp of getting wasted, so that's a good cutoff point.
Yeah, that's just getting buzzed.
That shows self-control.
You know what would be kind of cool, though, is to not drink for a while, and then just one day just, yeah, I'm going to drink like 5 days a week.
I mean, you can do that.
Drop back in and get out again.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So I've got two kids, right? And sometimes I just can't find the time to focus on myself. I'm so busy taking care of everybody else that I don't have time to care for myself. Therapy is a great way to give you some balance in your life, right? You can take some time for yourself, talk to a therapist, feel better, and in turn be able to take care of everybody else better too.
Yeah, I'm a total therapy head. And if you want to find more balance with BetterHelp, visit BetterHelp.com/worldrecord today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/worldrecord.
Now, back to our program.
I discovered this years and years ago when, like, you know, I would stop drinking for like a month or whatever and go back into it and be like, oh, well, you know, I'll just have a couple beers and I'll probably get like drunk.
Yeah.
But then you just go right. You're like, oh, no, I can still drink 10 beers if I want to.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that. Like this was a while ago, but I took a pretty long break. It was probably almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember
that.
You didn't drink for a long time. You eat a lot of cake, though. You would get a cake. And I'd be like, why do you have a cake?
Because it's rum cake. That's what I switched to. I would just do rum cake instead of rum.
Rum is good, though. You ever had rum? Like a nice tiki drink with good quality Jamaican pots.
You know what we should do?
Rum.
Oh, well, when are you going to start drinking again?
Well, I
know what you're going to say.
That place by the Vista? Go to that place.
The Vista? Oh, Tiki T? I've never been.
I thought you were going to say Disneyland. I thought you were going to say Disneyland.
No.
Where we went.
Disneyland is...
Johnny's been to those Trader Sam's.
I have been there.
We
went there with
him. That place is great.
Oh, yeah, we went there with you.
I do like that place a lot.
We should go to that place.
Tiki Tai. I'll go there. I would do that.
Yeah.
I think summer I might drink a little bit in the daytime now.
Well, I think you kind of have. I think that place has weird hours. It's like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from like 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, I need
something.
To go there before it's gone because I just feel like it's...
It's not going to last.
I don't know. I feel like everything's going to go away.
The Good Luck Bar's
everything
gone.
Everything cool is going to go.
Good Luck Bar's gone. That Mexican place that was there. I don't know why they got...
Yeah, what was that called? El Chavo or something?
El Chavo.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That place was so good.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know what it is.
It just wasn't making money. That's all it is.
Well, I think it's the property owners. Like, I don't think they own the building, these businesses. And I think that, like, the, you know, all these, like, scumbag landlords are like, oh, we can get like, it's just obscene. They're like, let's just see how much we can get for everything. Yeah. I mean, there's just enough, like, wealth here or whatever. Businesses come in and they're like, sure, we'll buy that for $10 million.
Yeah. It's just how COVID wrecked everything.
It did.
Well, that was before COVID when that business.
But COVID really did it. COVID really pushed it over the ledge.
It didn't seem to affect Walmart or Amazon, though.
I wonder why.
Because they were the only places allowed to stay open.
Yeah.
And Target.
Yeah. Target, Walmart.
Well, it was bad.
It's kind of like the it's kind of like the plastic bag thing. Like, you go to Target all the time. You have all these plastic bags from Target. And, like, grocery stores, too, where they're like, okay, we're going to do away with plastic bags. Well, we're going to do away with super thin plastic bags.
Right.
Now you have to buy one that's 10 times thicker, literally, and you're still just going to throw that the fuck away. Like, nobody's reusing those plastic bags.
I reuse them a little bit.
If you chuck them in your car and, you'll use them a couple times, but still, it's like curbing no waste.
It's doing something. But even then, it doesn't really matter.
It's making more waste.
It's like the waste is... There's a lot of waste out there.
You know what? Panty waste. That's the kind of waste I'm into.
Ooh, I like to see panties on a waist.
I always thought that, like, you know that insult where you call someone a panty waste?
Yeah.
I think it is, like, the waistband. I don't think it's, like, panty waist, like...
No, I think it means, like, you have a waist that would have panties on them, right?
I don't know.
Oh, like you have a slim figure, like a female figure.
You're like a little...
What would panty waist, W-A-S-T-E, mean? Like discharge?
Discharge, diarrhea stains.
I never thought that. I always thought waist like a waist.
Snail trails.
Someone blew my nose. I saw Pedro Pascal. It looks like I blew my nose in my pantis.
Yeah. I'm wet all the time.
I saw Pedro Pascal. Oof. It looks like I blew my nose in my pantis after that meeting.
Guys ask me, they're like, how often are you wet? And I'm like, I'm wet all the time.
I had a general with Pedro Pascal, and it looks like I blew my nose in my pantis.
It looked like I blew my nose in my shirt.
Yeah, it looks like I had an egg white sandwich that was uncooked in my pants.
That's so gross.
And after my meeting with Pedro Pascal, because he is just such an HOT.
It looked like I spilled a quart of yogurt down my crotch after I saw Pedro Pascal in a bathing suit.
And it dried and I couldn't walk. It was sharp. It was kind of like these sharp edges of crispiness.
It was crunchy.
Yeah, it had a crunch.
Crystals.
It sounds like someone just smashed up a bag of Lay's every time I took a step after my meeting with Pedro Pascal.
It's like somebody mixed some Lay's with some glaze and smashed them up.
Somebody glazed my Lay's once I had that meeting with Pascal Pedro.
I saw Pedro at
the Grove from across the escalator, and I pretty much broke the escalator with juice.
I saw Pastro Bellagio, and my anus started seeping.
I had a full-on mushroom cloud of flesh become my anus, just busted out like that polyurethane they use to package very heavy items. They spray it out and it expands like
expanding foam.
Yeah, crack filling foam came out my ass.
Yeah,
and it destroyed the escalator at the Grove because I saw Pascal Pedro, and all he was doing was munching on a sandwich.
Yeah, I saw Pastro Pedro, and my cock exploded.
Oh
my god!
I had a down bone. I had a down bone that drilled into the center of the earth, a downward bone.
I was wearing my kilt, and my dick exploded,
and I stained
the sidewalk at the Americana.
If I wear a kilt in public, I definitely have to do a double drain before I go out.
Otherwise,
I'll have accidents.
You got to drain your balls.
I'll have what's called a lifting ceremony.
Wait, did you ever see? What was it? What was it?
That movie?
The porn star. What was it? With Nick
Ron
Swartzen.
Jeremy?
No. Bucky Larson. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, that's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah,
Nick Swartzen. It has like a zero rating on Rotten.
He comes a lot. Like, all you have to do is like look at it. He just like looks at you and he comes like a lot.
Yeah, he comes. He's got a small penis.
That's his whole thing. Is his penis is really small and he like comes really fast. So it's a whole joke. The whole movie.
Is it an Adam Sandler movie?
I'm sure it's a Happy Madison movie.
It's funny though. It's like you put it on, and you're like, this is actually making me laugh.
Yeah,
as opposed to making you sad.
Well,
as opposed to being like, this sucks.
Yeah, it
was enjoyable.
It's really stupid, but it's really fun.
Also, his name's Pedro Pascal.
What about Deuce Bigelow, American Gigolo?
I liked those, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really remember.
It's
what
male
happened
gigolo,
in
not
it.
American gigolo.
Isn't it funny that Rob Schneider now is like all about? He's like totally different. You're like, you're Deuce Bigelow, man.
What is
I mean, it's
kind of
tough to be. Well, he's like right wing or something.
He's super serious too about like.
It's like a Trump guy.
Ah, the men who flew in the war. There'll never be a generation like that.
That is kind of funny. That's a funny character for a movie, like a guy who's like, you know, like. You know, like a guy who's famous, like Ernest or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's just like runs for office or something.
Runs for office and he's all about.
Isn't that what the Ukraine guy is though? Wasn't he basically like Ernest? And he's a comedy guy.
Yeah,
like there's always, I always see like pictures of him like, you know, dressed in drag and stuff.
Yeah, that shit is so weird. It just keeps going.
Well, it's the Biden crime family.
Yeah.
Wait, what's weird? What keeps going?
Just the fact the that whole... Zelensky is still parading around in his fucking fatigues.
Yeah, I know.
Like he's goddamn like he's a fucking, like a...
A war hero
like,
or something?
Like, we need to put like, a rip in his t-shirt with
like
some
he's
fake
a gorilla,
blood on it.
Like he's in Chiapas or something like that trying to...
It's like you could put on a suit. Like, well, you only own sweatpants? Like he's got like a closet full of
so
army
committed.
Green t-shirts. But also, like, I don't know why people... It's everything... I think that's why they installed Trump as a... president is so they could get people this polarized because it's just hold on, wait a minute.
That's my new theory though. You know my new theory? People were not polarized. It's just an illusion because no one actually gives a shit. They don't really care that much.
What about Kid Rock?
We're going down the beat.
Heating up his beard.
I think
he's gonna go down the beat hole tonight. He's got lots of facts and he's got lots of figures and he's gonna go against the mainstream.
So that's why they installed Trump as president.
Got it.
So
got it.
They could get everybody fighting about stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all grew up with drag queen story time.
You
I'm not even bringing that one up.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, no one who gives a shit.
Well, but like the Zelensky thing,
who gives a shit?
Ukraine thing. This is what I don't understand. Like every dipshit with a Ukrainian flag in their Twitter profile.
Yeah.
It's like it's another like it's a left wing dog whistle.
I think that stuff is over though.
Well,
people have taken them down.
I think
because they
people,
don't give a shit anymore because they know that because COVID is like over. COVID's like over for
well, the
real.
Thing is, but objectively though, like whatever. Okay, you support Ukraine. That's fine.
Right.
And it's like we've sent them however $200 billion.
Right. Tons of money.
But like, how come people aren't like? Well, you know, we really could. Like, there's always these numbers. You could solve homelessness for $5 billion.
Yeah.
And like the shit also too. Like I send money to Save the Children.
Right.
It's like, you know, whatever. I send them $50 a month or something. And then you see these commercials for like Save the Children, St. Jude's, all this. It's like, just make fucking Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk do that. Like, you know, if you have $400 billion, there should be nobody begging for like, it's like, no, end children cancer and starvation first.
Yeah.
Like, you can do that and still have enough money to buy Ecuador.
You mean instead of like do that and then... send money to the Ukraine?
Well, I mean,
saying?
Everything. Like, fucking, like, does Flint have clean water yet?
No, of course
nobody
not.
Even knows.
It never really will.
But I mean, that's like it seems like that's just like such a valid argument. But if it's coming from, you know, somebody who likes Ron DeSantis or whatever, it's just like, oh, you're a shithead. And it's like, well,
yeah.
Broken clocks right twice a day.
Oh, fuck.
And Bud Light, I don't know about all that Bud Light shit.
I mean, Bud Light, they're
trying to dynamite their company or something.
No, I think it's the opposite. They just probably paid both of those people to do that.
Paid who?
It's all publicity.
Who, Kid Rock to shoot up the thing? Or
yeah.
Paid? No, but I mean, why would Bud Light, where their bread and butter is like guys who drive big pickup trucks, and why would they give it to some like trans dude?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are buying it just to destroy it or whatever.
I think it's all just...
They're going to forget about it in like 6 months when something else happens.
It's all just eyes. It's all just... There's no such thing as bad publicity. They have tons of money.
Tell that to Jared Fogle.
Did somebody hurt from that?
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet they kind of did.
I mean, look at Jersey Mike's.
But you know, maybe they didn't actually. Maybe they didn't.
Do you even know what Jersey Mike is accused of?
No, what? Rapage?
Yeah. He raped and killed a puppy.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike.
He did it in New Jersey.
You mean allegedly?
No, he did it.
Uh-oh, okay. I say allegedly. I say allegedly in front of everything I say.
Allegedly.
Oh, this is a
allegedly
good...
Brett Favre is a dumbass. Allegedly Brett Favre out of charity.
Pat McAfee. McAfee.
You know the Pat McAfee show? It's a sports show.
This
guy, he used to play football. He was a kicker or some shit. But he, like, has gotten this... Brett Favre is trying to sue him.
Why?
For telling the truth about Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre had, like, some sort of a fucking scam charity. And he's also a mega perv. Like, Brett Favre is, like, a... You know, just a classic man. He's a classic wealthy man.
yeah.
And he like sent his bunch of dick pics and shit to people.
Brett Favre did?
Yeah, Brett Favre was like a, he's just a classic nasty.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah, he's a football player.
What you so have
a,
after every
so, yeah,
a Super Bowl
to...
ring, you can do whatever you want. Like,
but
that.
He also had a charity that was
anti-dick
like
pit.
Illegitimate or some bullshit. Mm. Like it was not, money wasn't going to where it was supposed to go. So that's shitty.
He took a COVID loan during the pandemic. Like.
Oh. Everybody did that.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking Favre did that for sure.
Brendan, what are you doing? You're
discovering
just like playing
all this music
random
on my...
songs. Stop doing that.
They are songs that were made for the podcast.
For Brett Favre?
Well, just announce it before you're going to play it. It's a little bit...
Okay, now for the Brett Favre moment, we have... what's name would you like to be introduced by?
Carlos Beanball.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, live from Burbank, we have Carlos Beanball with the Brett Favre moment.
Brett Favre is still out there alive and kicking. He's older, but he still looks pretty good to a certain demographic. This has been the Brett Favre moment. Allegedly, Brett Favre, he is allegedly doing some shitty stuff. Favre.
Favre beans. Do you think he ever calls his testicles his Favre beans?
No, I don't think he knows what a Favre bean is.
Here's your Wendy Malick moment with Dirk Galato. Hey, everybody. Just here to say, Wendy Malick is 72 years old and still kind of bonable. She's every old man's wet dream.
Wendy Malick?
If you're an old guy, Wendy Malick is your North Star. That's the kind of woman you want. If you're over 70 and you got a Wendy Malick in your bedroom, look out. And that's all. This is Dirk Galato with the Wendy Malick moment.
I guess she's doing pretty good, isn't she?
Wendy Malick's been, she's definitely been looking, she's definitely maintained like a certain level of sexuality.
So you're into like grandma stuff.
So would you say?
No, I'm not, but Wendy Malick was like
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No. That's, I've been familiar with Wendy Malick. She
I'm
was
saying
in that
that's
Tom,
what's reminded you of
that's what reminded
her
me,
is watching Alvin
like,
and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, right. Wendy Malick has always been, my whole life, she's always been old. And I've been like, oh, damn. That's,
she's hot,
you know,
for an
she's
old
all
bitch.
Right. Yeah.
So you like, say she would look good even in a casket.
Yeah.
That's what
even
I
a little
about.
Bit gray.
That's like, what's her name? Marissa Tomei would look good in a casket.
Did you ever work with Marissa Tomei?
Actually, I have, yeah.
Oh. That seems like somebody.
I met her and she complimented me in a way that was, maybe I was like, oh, baby.
Was she on the Superstore
oh, baby.
Show?
No, I did a table read for a movie.
Oh.
It actually turned out to be someone money laundering.
Oh, yeah.
The movie didn't get made because the producer lied about the source of the funds, and it was over and done with before it even started in like 2 days. All of a sudden, it was just evaporated.
That sucks.
Because of the
I
guy.
Feel like there's a lot of movies like that, right? Like there's some kind of Saudi prince involved or something.
Well, that's a different thing. Well, you know what? Right now, actually in the Middle East, there's a bunch of people who really badly want to make movies. I want to invest in films right now. I think it's not Kuwait. I want to say it's UAE, maybe. Maybe it's
Qatar.
Might be Qatar. I don't know.
What's that other place? Dubai. I want to go there. Why don't you go to Dubai?
I've been to Dubai. It's.
You don't like it?
What were you doing there?
Did comedy there a couple nights. I stayed there for probably 4 nights, maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sucks. Dubai is a shithole.
You did comedy in Dubai.
But it looks nice. It looks like a futuristic,
no, it's not.
Like futuristic. A future, like
it's
a.
All, it's all, everything there is new.
Well, you don't leave the hotel, right? What, isn't
you,
that the whole thing?
Is that
they have
good?
Everything
do you want?
There?
Do you want that? Just stay in a hotel that has like, you know, there's nothing that has any sort of feeling of history or cultural.
Did they just destroy everything that was there before and build everything new?
Yeah, they destroyed everything that wasn't there. There's nothing there.
There was nothing there.
There was nothing there.
Just the desert.
Look at a picture of them from...
There maybe were some, like, settlements, but there wasn't, like, a like a bustling.
Right.
You can go to like Doha, not Doha, but you can go to Bahrain, the capital of Bahrain. I can't think of what it's called, but you can go to Bahrain. Bahrain is like, it's old. There's all kinds of old buildings and stuff. It feels very lived in, and it's interesting. It's not as clean as other places, but it at least feels like.
Well,
oh,
now
this
you're
is
getting
a,
now you're
this
being
is a
racist.
Place. Yeah. This is a place. I'm not being racist.
So if you live in Dubai, you're dirty, I guess. Okay, call in.
It's not dirty. I said it's just a
dirty
place. It's erased any kind of like cultural
dirty
or history at all.
Did you go in the big tall building?
Looks like a sail.
I did not go in the Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, the Wiz Khalifa. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
The Mia Khalifa.
I just don't like it because I feel like it's a kind of
Is Mia Khalifa the porno star?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got bongos.
Yeah.
She got big giant milkers.
What do you think about cream cannons?
About what?
Cream cannons.
Oh, cream cannons?
Bongos is
you
want to
hear
too.
My list? I have a list. You want to hear them?
Okay. This is about big giant milkers.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get, I'll get some intro music for it. Let's see.
Okay,
what's
hold
this
on.
One?
Okay, let me find this. Where I wrote down a bunch of, I don't know how to find this in my notes. Okay, I got it. I got it. You ready for these? These are all my names of, these are all my alternative names for breasts.
Got it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Monkey pumpers. Beefy bangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorites. Sloppy slammers. puffy pounders. Cranky thankers.
Cranky thankers.
Bouncy bastards. Mm-hmm. Double troublers. This is a good one. Butter bags. I got to write down cream cannons.
What did you say before? Bongos.
Oh, I said,
is that on your list? Is that on your
just
list?
Just bongos? Yeah, but that's kind of generic.
I never heard
bongos
before.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The original
never
one
heard
I,
that before.
The original one I came up with that is still the best one that anyone has ever come up with in the history of time is Funky Dunkers. Funky
yeah.
Dunkers.
You came up with that?
Yeah, Funky yeah. Dunkers.
Brendan says Funky Dunkers all the time.
That's because that's what happens.
I didn't know. I didn't know like that saying, you invented it.
It's like saying gazongas.
I'm like saying, damn, she's got some real Funky Dunkers.
Yeah.
Funky Dunkers.
I've used it's become part of my vocabulary.
It is. It really. I didn't realize you created it.
I'm sure I've created. I'm sure I credited Johnny the first.
It's okay.
Time
maybe.
I said it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, you never said you invented it. I just thought it was like part of
the world.
Hey,
exactly.
Kids, you know your mom has quite a set of Funky Dunkers.
Let's call it. Oh,
but Funky Dunkers, that's like big, big ones.
Marky Mark and
like
the Funky
little.
Dunkers.
It doesn't have to be. It could just be, they're like Funky Dunks.
Marky Mark and the Funky Dunkers.
Marky Mark and the Funky Dunkers.
What did Brendan call them? Well, you called dip can nips. You talk about dip
yeah.
can nips
dip
a lot.
Dip can nips? What's that mean?
Size of a dip can, her nips.
You mean like big old areolas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We used to call those pizza something.
Oh, like
no,
pepperoni?
No, pepperonis, yeah.
Pepperoni.
You ever heard that? You've heard pepperonis, right?
I learned
no.
dip can nips came
I don't
from...
talk about boobs ever.
This is not boobs. This is the areola. You say, woo.
Okay, I don't talk about nipples.
She's got
areola.
Some big old pepperonis. Like some dinner plates.
Dip can nips came from my friend Greg in Austin. He's a real Texas kind of guy, like had a pretty solid accent. Really cool guy, very low-key, looked exactly like Michael Stipe.
I freaking love being out here living in Texas.
Damn, she got some damn dip can nips.
She got some dip can nips. There's some big old pepperonis on that one.
He looked so much like Michael Stipe, people mistook him for Michael
really?
Stipe all
the time.
That's
the guy from Creed?
No, it's a singer for R.E.M.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking of Scott Stapp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Michael Stipe. No.
That's funny. It's a very similar name. Stop. Stipe and Stapp.
Yep.
Yeah. Very close.
I thought I nailed it too. I really did think that was.
Yelled at you. I was like, no.
Did you ever see the documentary Chicken Hawk? Men Who Love Young Boys. It's about NAMBLA.
Why would I have seen this?
It's one of those. It's kind of like Vernon, Florida.
Yeah,
you've
but Vernon,
that?
Florida is a nice meditative thing about some weirdos.
It might even be like Todd Phillips is. Because, Todd Phillips made Hated, the Gigi Allen documentary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think he had something to do with Chicken Hawk. Either way, there were like Vernon, Florida, Chicken Hawk. And there was another one that we watched a lot when I first moved to Austin. And Chicken Hawk is like a very quotable movie. And it's about men who love young boys. This guy Leland.
You mean pedophiles?
About, yeah.
Okay.
This guy Leland, he'd talk like this, and he'd talk about his relationships with young men. So we would, Greg, the Michael Stipe looking guy, delivered food for this place. And every time we saw his truck, we would put stickers on the back of his truck that said, I love young boys.
What kind of stickers? Chicken you had made?
No, just letters. We would buy these letters from the grocery store, stick on letters, and we would just write things on the back of his tail. He had a white pickup truck. It was pretty funny. He had a good sense. He'd be like, God damn, dude. He'd call us up, be like, God damn it. I was driving around all goddamn day. Said Chicken Hawk on the back of my
house. How did he know you guys did it?
He'd be walking because he knew. Like, I mean, the list of suspects was pretty.
Wow.
I think we did deny it all the time because we also spray painted on Braden's house Satan rules, but we spelled it Satin.
Satin.
And we were like, no, we were busy. What was our excuse?
Yeah, we were working hard.
Yeah, neither one of us had jobs. We were like, no, we were busy doing something else all day. And he's like, you know, he didn't push it. It was a rented place. But then it also became like a great way to give directions to. It's like, oh, you'll see a house that says Satin Rules because it was real big on the garage. It was like a garage apartment.
They didn't take it off.
It was there for a while. A neighbor painted over it eventually.
Spray painted.
Satin Rules.
Satin Rules with a pentagram in 666.
That's
and then
cool.
they actually ripped it off for Howard Kramer had that show Austin Stories. And somebody in the show did that to someone's car. They wrote the door, it said Satin Rules.
Austin Stories, baby. Classic.
But yeah, I'm more of a...
Austin has changed.
No. It's gotten better. There's a bunch of savages doing comedy. Murderers Row down there.
Murderers?
There's a Murderers Row down at the mothership.
Savages.
Savage. Oh, savages. It's funny how everybody in that, like, Rogan circle, and I love all those guys, but everybody kind of adopts like the way Joe talks. Like they call other comics savages.
I don't see any of this. Where are you seeing this?
Just where you
he's
know.
Upset. He's on
I'm not
Reddit.
Upset. I do look at the Brendan Schaub stuff.
Don't look at it.
That's
it
what
away.
I no, tell
Brendan
him.
Schaub
that's what
is
I tell
really
him.
Interesting.
Maybe he'll listen to you.
Brendan Schaub's fascinating.
Fascinating in what sense?
It's watching a car crash or something.
Just, it's amazing that this is a guy who, like, was handed a career.
He wasn't handed it.
Yeah, he was. He was, like, a Joe Rogan guest.
Well, he had to fight his way to get it. Think about that.
Whatever. Either way, it's funny that this guy makes a living by doing comedy when he's just there. He does not have the capability to be funny, and he barely knows how to talk. So it's interesting to watch. And then he does, like...
I don't think I know this guy.
So, like, insanely dumb things. Like, he got tattoos. Because I do get away from it. I'm like, all right, that's enough. This is waste of energy. Brendan Schaub, his name
I don't
name
know what
is.
That is.
Well, he's a UFC guy who turned into... Yeah, you got to watch his special. He's got a Showtime
Johnny's
special.
Johnny's not a hater, though. Haven't you stopped your hating days?
Yeah, my hating days are way behind me.
Well.
As I remember, you said that you don't hate anymore.
You know what I've also stopped doing? Is looking at the news at
draining
all.
Draining your blood. Well, yeah, I stopped
doing never
look at
the news.
Also, if I see anyone talking about something being woke or someone being anti-woke, unfollow.
Anti-woke.
Even anti-woke.
Joe Rogan's anti-woke comedy club.
I don't think, it's not called that.
No, that somebody did
it. Someone just said that.
That's just the way things happen these days. It's like one online magazine was like, Joe Rogan opens anti-woke comedy club. And then it's just, that's what it is.
I think it's not true. I think none of it's real at all.
No.
It's all just.
Everything's fake.
It's all fake.
Everything is 100% staged, like the mass shootings.
But nobody cares about wokeness or non-wokeness. No one actually cares.
Some people do. That's some people.
They do until they put their phone down and then they're like out in the world.
They do unless you were like, let's say you're sitting at like a diner counter next to somebody. You don't give a shit. You don't give a shit at all. No one cares at all.
I don't give a shit about anything.
No one cares about that stuff. They're just acting like that guy, that Matt Walsh guy, acts like, they're going to come.
I hate this guy.
He's the worst, but he's like crazy.
I try to tell Brendan about him. Brendan's like, oh.
Like, oh, they're going to come steal your kids away. No, they're not. No one's taking your fucking kids, brother. No one's taking anyone's
kids. I don't think he says
kid.
Anybody's coming
he
to steal
He says shit
kids.
Like that just to piss everybody
he
off.
Thinks,
that's why I can't
well,
stand
Well, he knows
him.
What he's in.
He thinks the wokesters are going to, if you have a child that for some reason decides it is... sex is not it has a different sexual identity than what you think the child was, whatever. I don't know how to say it correctly, whatever. If that happens and you have a child who's under 18, who's, you know, your child lives in your house, that someone can, the state can take that child away from you because you're not giving it quote unquote gender affirming care. Like, it's never happened. It's never happened. It maybe happened maybe once ever, probably because the kid was also being abused or something.
Well, yeah, yeah. Happening. I mean, there's nobody's
kids
coming
are being
to take
taken
kids
away.
It's but
not
then,
happening.
But then there's also stuff that is like framed where, you know, like I have friends in Austin, and there's like all this stuff where it's like Texas hates trans kids, and it's like, why do they say that? And it's like, well, because you can't give your 12-year-old hormones. You can't give anybody puberty blockers, I guess, is the
But you
thing.
Also, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Whatever you want to do.
What do you mean?
If you want to, if you have a kid and you want to do something to your kid.
Give your kid a beer, you're going to get in trouble. You
yeah,
give your
exactly.
kid a tattoo, you're going to get in
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So if you want to do it, you can.
Yeah,
you just have
you
to
just
be like,
face the consequence.
This is something you probably shouldn't do because it's a child.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's the whole argument. I don't want to get down this.
But it's all,
no.
But it's, that's what I'm saying. Both sides are absolutely
Everybody's out of their
crazy.
Fucking mind. And the whole Republican Democrat. Hello?
How may I help you?
Hey, how's it going? We're having a party. It's half Democrats, half Republicans. We're all getting together, getting along. And we're going to come in for coffee.
Yeah, are you looking like for the like 1 gallon carriers?
Well, that well, do you have the funky dunkers there too? Because one of the Democrats wanted the funky dunkers.
No, we don't have any of those.
What about cream cannons? Do you have the cream cannons?
Can we do the gallons of coffee with the cream cannons?
I mean, it's cream cap.
Does that work?
How about butter bags?
Do you do the butter
no,
bags with the
butter.
Croissant?
I mean, we have butter croissants, not butter bags.
Do they have the beefy bangers.
Do you still have the beefy bangers? Can we get a plate of those? The whatever they're called, beefy bangers, I think. Oh.
They hang up?
She did.
She did not have the time.
Puffy pounders.
Puffy
it is funny. They're all food related, these names for breasts.
Well, because... baby wants to feed.
You know what? We're in a group chat. We're in a group chat on Instagram. And
milk,
I'm not going to say.
Milk!
I need milk. I'm not going to tell you who sends them, but we were spammed for like a week
spammed.
With breastfeeding videos from one of our friends in our Instagram group chat that kept sending.
He discovered there's a bunch of
breastfeeding reels on Instagram.
Tell me afterwards?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It's fine. I mean,
right
it's, yeah, it's Johnny Ryan.
It's Johnny Ryan. He's a fucking pervert.
Breastfeeding.
He's not a pervert. He's an antagonistic
I know,
person.
I know. He's so funny, but
and
he
I got to
those...
say, Johnny, I know you're listening to this. You're too antagonistic.
That's tone, sort of, that's just his life though, right? Someone's got to be that way.
But I mean, so many videos of women breastfeeding their children in the comments, it's just... Guys like, save, I want the other one, yeah, or
you,
the lucky baby
this?
That looks
you
good.
You know Ben Shapiro?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to talk.
You know about Abby Shapiro, his sister?
No.
So she's like.
She's got big giant titties.
She's got big old
oh,
honkers.
Really?
She's got big
Abby?
Honkers.
Huge
but here's
honkers.
The deal. She's like a lifestyle blogger. She's a conservative lifestyle blogger.
Okay.
And there was this happened probably a year or two ago. I found out about this. I looked at her Instagram page, and the comments are littered with people with non-private accounts saying, milk, milk, mommy, mommy, oh my God, mommy, mommy, please. Mommy, feed me, like all
oh,
caps.
Oh man, is that her?
Yeah, it's her.
Jugosaurus.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record!